I'm Sean Power reporting. The 39th annual Friends of Galen Catholic Ball was held over the weekend at the Lamar's Convention Center, with the evening having raised over $371,000 for the school. Friday Night Lights was this year's theme, and Galen Catholic Development Director Amy Junkers told KLEM that attendees dress accordingly.
So when you looked around the room, you could see many throwback Jays jerseys, there were NFL jerseys, there were people dressed up like they were on homecoming royalty, so everybody was just able to be comfortable in whatever they wanted to wear, and it was an amazing night of generosity.
Of the $371,000 raised, $65,000 will go towards the Ball's Fund a Cause, a new preschool playground complete with upgraded equipment. Junker says all other funds raised will go towards the school's operating budget.
So ensuring that we can continue to open the doors of this school through supplies, technology, educational field trips, ensuring that all of our staff and students are taken care of. So this fundraiser is truly essential to Galen and ensuring that we continue to be able to provide all of the opportunities.
Junker says the support shown to Galen on Saturday went above and beyond.
It was one of the largest Galen Ball fundraising totals, and it just really showed how electric the Galen community is right now. It's showing that there's so much support and want and need for our school to continue going down the right path. And it's not just one group of people who make this fundraiser possible. I mean, it's our parents, it's our staff, it's our students, it's our local businesses who pour so much into the community and especially into Galen, and we're so grateful for that. Then there's benefactors who live outside of Lamar's who continue to give back to this event. So it's almost overwhelming to see that people are wanting to ensure that Galen continues to thrive for our kiddos. So we just want to say thank you to everybody who has been a part of it.
The evening also featured a live and silent auction, a keynote address from Galen Catholic President Dr. Amanda Anderson, and a live performance from rock band Ivy Play. Plymouth County Veteran Affairs is warning veterans of a fraudulent additional benefits postcard scheme that's targeting communities in Iowa. The cards claim that veterans can receive extra money, savings, or additional benefits from a veteran's savings program, with those receiving the cards prompted to call a phone number. Plymouth County Veterans Affairs Director Jim Jones says the cards aren't sent out by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs or the Iowa Department of Veterans Affairs. Those receiving the cards are asked not to call any phone number or give out personal or financial information if asked. If you are unsure if something's real or not, contact Plymouth County Veterans Affairs at 712-546-7090. With the return of warmer temperatures, the last day of indoor walking inside of Lamar's community's middle and high school buildings is tomorrow. The buildings will be open to walkers for the final time this season in the middle school from 6:40 to 7:30 a.m. and 4 to 6 p.m., and in the high school from 6:40 to 7:30 a.m. and 4 to 5 p.m. The district asks walkers to arrive by 5 p.m. if walking in the middle school. Indoor walking inside of Lamar's community's middle and high school buildings will return with the colder temperatures in November. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.